Hello everyone. This is my introduction video to Visual Effect in Visual Studio 2015. My name is Aryawan Kusumawardhano. I'm currently an agent MVP of Visual Studio and Development Technologies. Previously, I was Visual Effect MVP. Now let's dive into a quick introduction of functional programming concept and F-Sharp itself. Functional programming, what I'm trying to say almost newbie means that it is basically one of the programming language paradigms such as object-oriented, imperative, or procedural. It's closer to math in a sense that functional programming is actually focusing or emphasizing on function. Usually, if you see a mathematical function, you'll see that there is no kinds of type declaration such as integer, single, double, or N32 in C64, and it's more focusing on immutability instead of mutability, meaning that once you assign a value to a variable, it cannot be changed further. So functional programming is again programming that emphasizes on the function, basically programming on function. And on functional programming language, function is a first class citizen, so the distinction between what is a function and data becomes almost inseparable. Now I'm going to give you a short demo. This is a tutorial template from Visual Studio 2015 for F-Sharp. It is easy to open this actually. And now let's see, just create a new solution and then add new project. Let's go to Visual F-Sharp. In here, you can find that there is a console application, F-Sharp library, portable library, Silverlight, and also some other platform templates such as Android, iOS, iPad, iPhone. But the in this session, I focus on the tutorials and let's say focus on console application. If you open the tutorial, you will see this is basically a file fsx that contains the basic features of F-Sharp. Let's try to dive into, but first I'll try to make a simple one. Create a new console in F-Sharp. Let's name it FS console application. There you go. This is the main entry point of F-Sharp console. But I'll bring you quick demos. When we talk about functional programming language, we focus on a function. A function can be a data or either a function, because there's almost no distinction, no clear separation of concept between those two. Let me show you. Let's say I'm going to write a number, give him a value of 10. and this is okay at F-sharp. As you can see, there is no type declaration, but the compiler knows that it infers from the value 10 is inferred default by integer as an integer to type. And if I do this, it knows that now I'm giving a value of float because I have a decimal point here. And let's try to assign to other data, popular data types, such as this one. This is actually a string, and the compiler will infer that this is a string. The type flows nicely, and let's say I have a number 2 equals 30. This is a function. It knows that it is number. This is not a parameter. It becomes the result of multiplication of number 1 and number 2. So let's make a simple function. A b equals to a times b. By default, any kinds of multiplication is inferred as integer. Now we have a multiply. The signature is A type as int, and then B type as int, return an integer. So again, type flows nicely, and you can have a function that it is quite very very succinct and concise, that simply you separate by space, multiply, space A, space B. This is the name of the function, and then the name of the arguments. I have A and B. Basically, I can write with the type annotation. But then again, the writing is more verbose. But it is basically the same. As you can see, that A to B to int, A type as int, B type as int. So this is the this is one of the way to write for the complete type annotation. Now I'm going to write multiply in a slightly different way. This is soft syntax. Basically, multiply A B is equals to this. So this is the complete syntax. As you can see, the signature is still the same. So multiply AB is equals to multiply equals to fun AB. This is a signature or operator that defines that this is a lambda. that equals to A times B. Again, 5 flows nicely, so it always returns integer. Well, the nice thing about most functional programming languages, they have what they call a REPL loop. Read, eval, print loop, that you can almost immediately depends on what you are trying to do. But for this kind of samples, like let numbers, let number 1 is equal to 10, float 1 equal to 10.0, you can directly evaluate. I have shown here the F-sharp interactive. For those of you maybe doesn't know how to display, you can go to view, under windows, and choose to display F-sharp interactive. The configuration that I use in my own Visual Studio, I use usually general, so in the sense that I'm focusing on the same and the general look and feel for my own team, because I try to synchronize the look across not just me but also for my own team members especially, so I can show you the quick, let's say that important setting wizard, reset all settings, no, just reset settings, and then choose this setting general. Okay, now back to the IDE. Let's try to evaluate this. If I press Alt Enter, and this line will be sent to the F-sharp interactive. I press Alt Enter again. As you can see, the signature is the same. We have a value float 1 type as float, but on the F-sharp interactive is also contains the value that's been assigned to that variable. Variable in the sense that it is not actually a variable, it is actually a symbol. Symbol means that once you assign a value to that symbol, you cannot further change it. And let's try to let number 1, number 2. Let's evaluate this. Number 1, number 2 is 300. The interesting part is multiply. This guy. Oops. I don't know. Highlight it first. Okay. In the F-sharp interactive, you can directly try your functions or test your function. I have multiply and 2 and 30. N times 3, because that is 30. Multiply, let's say 3, right. Equals to begin now. And you will have to compile it first, and then try console, blah blah blah, to test what you are going to do, or what you are going to test, or you are going to see what the result that is directly available for you immediately. So this is some kind of nice thing to do for the functional programming. Beginning with Visual Studio 2014, you can have support for interactive for C# actually, like this guy. We have C# interactive, but actually the idea of having a REPL or interactive scripting like the one that I just showed you comes from F-sharp. F-sharp has this since, I believe, since Visual Studio 2008, and although it is not very usable at the time, but since it's also 2010, I've been using it and it's very, very helpful to have this one. We can try other things. You have multiply by AB. Again, for this kind of demo, the type flows nicely, like the one that I write. Number two is this, number one is this. So write number one, number two. It knows that number one is integer, number two is integer, so the result will be inferred as integer. Let's try to visit this. Lots of features, especially they have tons of features. And like most functional programming languages, they have a very, very nice way of having syntaxes. In here we have models, integers. I tried to explain what models, but let's bear with me now. We have a sample integers equals to 176. Arithmetic. It knows that sample integer is defined above. And now we have a syntax for numbers slicing for a collection. In this sample is a list. A list of numbers from 0 to 99. It is very comfortable because it knows I'm going to have a collection. The content of the collection is number from 0 to 99, like this one. Try to do this in C Sharp or VB, and then you have to have a loop that says, oh, I'm going to fill with from 0 to 99. This slicing can have an expression like this guy. It can be a tuple. Tuple means that it can contain a tuple that has from one or two data member, like this guy has two, a tuple with two properties, and the slicing will execute for I in 0 to 99. It will contain a tuple of I and the second member is a square of I times I. So let's try to execute this guy. In here I have 0 0 1 1 2 4 3 9 4 16. So the degrees of expressiveness is very, very nice to have, and I think it's quite powerful. Now we have printfn. Printfn is like console.println actually, but it has special syntax for string format. Sample double. It tries to print that from 0 to 99 is 0 0 1 1. So as you can see, we have function and then not just number. I mean, the again type flows nicely. Now let's compare it to what we have in C Sharp. I'm not passing C Sharp, but Let's say I'm going to write the equivalent of multiply. I have to write this. It doesn't have to be static, but most functions in F# actually are static, meaning that they can directly executable without instantiating the object or any object that belongs to that method. So let's say I have a multiply. The parameter is ab. Again, I have to specify the type of the parameter. A is integer, b is integer, and then I have to specify also the return value. Now the body is return a times b. So it takes a lot of maybe for those guys in the functional programming language call it noises. Well, actually this is a syntax. The syntax is more verbose. I have to define again the return value and then the types of the parameters just to write a simple function of multiply like this guy has. So this is why many functional programming language developer call it nice to have a succinct programming language like mostly functional programming like this one in F#. Now we have this function lambda. Lambda is almost the same like lambda in C#, like this guy. The syntax is of course different, but the concept is the same. The concept is the same, and although we have a different semantics, the way F# define the function is different, because F# has its own fast function, has its own delegates, meaning that you cannot directly use F# delegate to C#. I'll try to give some example after this. Again, this is a quick introduction of F#. Now, what makes a functional programming language redesign is the notion of having a function as is a first-class citizen. The nice thing about this definition is clearly defined in MFDN library, actually. As you can see, I've already installed documentation of Visual Studio 2015 offline. Now I have Visual F#, and if you expand it, you can go to Visual F# Data 2 and go to this section, the subsection function as first class values. So the nice thing about having good documentation is how do you explain this in front of other developers that get used to other kinds of programming paradigm? F# is functional programming language, means that function is a first class status. It is clearly described here. You should be able to do with function whatever you can do with values of the other built-in types, and be able to do so with comparable degree of effort. Typical methods of first class status include the following. Can you bind an identifier to a value? That is, can you give it a name? Can you store the value in a data structure such as a list? Can you pass the value as an argument in a function call? Can you return the value as the value of a function call? The nice thing about the last two methods define what we are known as higher order operations or higher order functions. Higher order functions accept function as arguments and return function as the value of function calls. These operations support such mainstays of functional programming as mapping functions and composition of functions. Composition in a sense that you can compose many functions as long as the return values are correctly aligned. I mean, they should be the same. like the one we have when you like this guy after select, and then I can combine with wear, or I can wear it first and then combine with select. The order of the composition is not important, because function programming, they get used to chain function, which is all that I will demo it later. Okay, now this conclude the first demo, and I have give you some sample sizing of functional programming, like the one in C#. And for the explanation of function and specified values, I will explain it in the next video. Thank you for joining with me, and I'll see you in the next movie.